Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. The one we've gathered to worship again this morning, the one who is everything to us, I trust. Jesus told his disciples as he was preparing them for his absence and his leaving, he said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." Do we sense, do we recognize our utter dependence upon God? And more specifically, in that reference, our dependence upon Jesus Christ and what he has done for us, what he continues to do for us, and what he will do for us. That's the title of this morning's message, "Without Me, Ye Can Do Nothing." Would like us in our meditation this morning to just take a step back and look into the life and face of Jesus, as it were, and recognize him as being the one in whom we live and move and have our being. It's alone through him that we have life. It's alone in him that we move and have our being. All praise to God for providing a Savior and a friend, and one that goes with us and is in our hearts, I trust, this morning. Many of our thoughts will be drawn from John chapter 15, if you want to turn there. We'll be referring to phrases and some things that we find in that chapter various times. Our first point this morning is our relationship with Jesus Christ. The desire of God, it's the desire of Jesus. Jesus had a desire that he would have a personal relationship with his disciples and with his followers. He had that personal relationship as he walked with his disciples and experienced daily communion with them. They had a good relationship and they enjoyed that time with him. But we find as we get later in the Gospels that Jesus began to prepare his disciples for his departure, for the time when he would not be there with them physically. And he stressed here in John chapter 15 the importance of that connection that they would have with Christ even after he left them, in a different way, of course, than what they experienced while he was here. It's interesting. Jesus used many metaphors to illustrate himself and his work and his relationship with his disciples, with his followers. We'll just notice a couple of them. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus reminded his disciples that he was a light. We know that God is light, in him is no darkness. Jesus was the light of the world. He came into this world to bring light, to show the way for mankind, and he continues to be that light for us today. Jesus is the light of the world, and now in his absence, his physical absence, we are called on to be the light of the world. Another one we have in John chapter 10 and verse 7, Jesus said, "I am the door." I am the door. He is the one that gives us entrance and access to God. Another one in John chapter 10 and verse 11, he is the shepherd. He is the one who wants to guide us. He wants to direct us. He wants to show us the way. That is our shepherd, our Lord Jesus. And finally, in John 15 and verse 1, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." So we recognize this morning Jesus as the true vine, the one that we, the branches, are connected to. And that connection is so vitally important to our life. We are not connected to the vine, there is no life. And we rejoice in that relationship that we can have in him. And so Jesus said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. Remember, without me, you can do nothing." We are the branches. You sever the branch from the vine, and you have death. You have separation. He wanted his disciples to understand, he wants us to understand, that no external qualifications can set a person right with God. No external qualifications can set a person right with God. Only a personal relationship with Jesus Christ can accomplish this. To every one of us here this morning, every one of us needs to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The external connections are important and can aid us, but it's not because of our last name this morning that we have a relationship with God. It's not because of our first name. Your last name might be Martin, it might be Ebersole, it might be Kurtz, and what all do we have here this morning. And you may have a lineage. You may have parents, grandparents, who served the Lord faithfully, and that's been such a blessing. But that is not sufficient for us. We need to have a personal relationship. That lineage and having parents and grandparents that followed Jesus is not enough for us. We need to have that personal connection, relationship with Jesus Christ. I trust that we are enjoying that here this morning. The main point Jesus wanted to get across was that his disciples had to draw strength from him and him alone. That's where we need to get our daily strength, our direction. It's in him that we live and move and have our being. Without me, ye can do nothing. Do you sense daily in your life's experience that dependence that you have on God, on Jesus Christ? Without me, ye can do nothing. And so we rejoice in the privilege that we have to have come to know him and to be in him and to be connected to him. We can be drawn to him. I'd like to read the first 11 verses of John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full, or might be full. What provisions we have in Jesus this morning. Every need is provided for. We have all in him. Without me, ye can do nothing. I thought it was interesting, my Bible margin. You've heard me say many a times that I enjoy in studying my chain reference Bible. On my side margin says, abiding, essential to life. And I'd like to remind us of that this morning, that to abide in Christ is essential to life. Without me, you can do nothing. Do we have that daily awareness of our need of him and our connection with him? I believe for us to rivet that in our minds here this morning and take it with us in the coming days, in the coming weeks, months, and years of how we need Jesus and how we need to be connected to him. It will be a daily reminder of our walk with him and his input and his guidance in our lives. Abiding, essential to life. It also, in my margin, says dependence, helplessness. Oh, our utter helplessness outside of Christ. I'd like to just read a few verses in relation to that. Jeremiah 10, verse 23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not in any one of us here this morning to direct our steps. We need God. We need the Lord Jesus. We need to be abiding in him. Without me, you can do nothing. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Our sufficiency is of God this morning. May we trust in him. May we lean on him. May we be abiding in him. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. This morning, brothers and sisters, we are so dependent on God. And he has made every provision for us, and we rejoice in that. Romans 5, verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Provisions were made. Romans 7, verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Our helplessness as human beings, as weaklings, if you will, outside of God, without me, you can do nothing. Well, what are some results of this vine branch relationship? What are some results of knowing that we need to find our strength in Christ and be walking in him? As we come to him and recognize our helplessness, what are some results? Verse 4 and 5, we will bear much fruit. A branch cannot bear fruit of itself. A severed branch cannot bear fruit. It won't have leaves, it won't have fruit. So it is with our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Without Jesus, without that vital connection, we can't bear fruit for him. We will not bear fruit for him. We will be dead. Secondly, we receive prayer power. Verse 7. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. This morning, our connection with Jesus, abiding in him, we can have our prayers answered. Everything we wish for, everything we want, no, according to his will. But he promises to honor and respond to the prayer of faith of those who are connected to him. Without me, you can do nothing. Verse 8, they will glorify the Father. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Are you bearing fruit to the extent that it brings glory to the Father? Brings glory to God. Verses 9 through 10, we will be obeying his commands. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Are you following in his commandments and enjoying that relationship? If you're going to have that relationship and have him accomplish things in your life for his glory and for the blessing of others, you're going to need to keep his commandments. If we turn from his commandments, we sever our branch vine relationship, the importance of obedience. And in verse 11, you will become full of joy. That my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. What a blessing we have in this relationship with Jesus. And so as we go again from this place this morning, whether young, middle-aged, or old, carry that thought with you. Without me, you can do nothing. And I tell that myself here this morning. Without Jesus, I can't do anything. I can't do anything of worth for him or for others. And I am as a dead branch. Second part of the message this morning, our relationship with one another in Christ. As we now have that relationship, us with Jesus, we now have within us a Savior, one who goes with us, one that we can depend on, one that we can abide in, which is essential to life. And instead of helplessness, we have one that we go to when we face what we feel like is helpless, hopeless situations. We turn to Jesus and we help each other. And what a blessing that is. Our relationship with one another in Christ is such a blessing. I think of our dear acquaintances and friends out in the world who don't know Christ, and the handicap that is, the negative that is in their life, and the positive that it is in our lives to know him and be in him. Well, first of all, it's a blessing this morning to know that we are God's people. Because we have accepted Christ and we are in him, we are God's people. They were chosen by Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." This morning, we have been called from darkness into the light, the glorious light of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are a collective group of chosen people. In the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, God had his people Israel, his followers. They were a collective group. Under the New Covenant, under the New Dispensation, as we are here this morning, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. We are God's people. What a privilege to be one of God's children and collectively be his chosen people. We rejoice in that privilege this morning. And how does that work out in our relationships and our love one for another? Their relationship was characterized by genuine love, verses 12 and 13 and verse 17. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Verse 17, these things I command you, that ye love one another. We find that basis, that relationship in Jesus Christ, and then it flows from our lives, from each of our lives, to one another. The one another's of the scriptures are such an inspiration, and as we implement them in our lives, and we one another each other, you have been such a blessing to my life, and we trust to each other as we one another each other in the Christian lives. No man is complete in himself. We first of all find our needs provided in Jesus, in God, and then it is his divine will that we collectively aid each other, support each other, inspire each other, build each other up, prod each other along. Just like to notice a number of the one another's that we have in the scriptures. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, they were to bear one another's burdens. Bear one another's burdens. You know, as we go through life, we face burdens, we face challenges in life. And what a blessing it is to have fellow believers come behind and lift up our arms and support us and aid us and encourage us in those challenging times. So let's take the Apostle Paul's encouragement and bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Another one we have in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. We are to admonish one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The different ways that we can admonish one another. To give guidance, to give direction and encouragement to one another. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. The next verse there evades me right now. Colossians 3:16 and 17. Verse Verse 16 and 17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. All this is in Jesus. It's in our relationship with Jesus, and then it flows out to one another. What a blessing we have in the Christian brotherhood. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 18, admonishes us to comfort one another. To be compassionate, to comfort one another, encourage one another. We face the valleys in life, and it's such a blessing to have fellow Christians in Christ who come and encourage us, comfort us, bring words of encouragement, do deeds of kindness. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 13 is another one. Exhort one another. Exhort or instruct and encourage each other in the word of God, in the things of God. James chapter 5 and verse 16, pray one for another. We prayed this morning for those who are facing challenges in their lives. Challenging circumstances, difficult times, challenging experiences in their life. And finally, 1 Peter 1, verse 22, love one another. For enrichment and stability, you must experience the fellowship of your local body of Christ, your church. You know, we have a real blessing. We referred to that already. But I found that to be an interesting comment by one that I read. For enrichment and stability, you must experience the fellowship of your local body of Christ, your church. You know, we don't just gather here on Sunday mornings by force of habit. And it's an end in itself. But we come here this morning as a body of believers and sense our need of one another. Our need of one another, the encouragement that we receive in collective worship, the enrichment that it gives my life, and we trust your lives, that you feel that way when you leave here this morning, that you can have the testimony in your heart and you feel it in your mind that it was so good to be with the people of God. As we came together this morning, we were singing those first couple songs. I was doing some reflecting of how it was 5 months ago. We were sitting at home, listening on the phone, and we received inspiration. But I thought to myself, you know, this is better. This is better. This is far better. As we share together and worship together, the enrichment, the stability. The stability that the one another brings within the brotherhood is so important in my life, and I believe in each of our lives this morning. By times I've been challenged by my fellow brothers and sisters, my walk of life, and I need that. We all need that. The stability that it brings. Because of the accountability in Christ that we have to each other, it's enriching. It's uplifting. You must experience the fellowship of your local body of Christ, your church. Their relationship was characterized by obedience to Christ, verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. The importance of obedience. We referred to that earlier, in the earlier part of the chapter. But Jesus said to his disciples as he was preparing them for his departure, "You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Are you a friend of Jesus this morning? The songwriter talks about that. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer. Are you experiencing this morning that personal friendship with Jesus? Without me, ye can do nothing. Personal friendship with Jesus. Is Jesus your friend? Do you think of him as a friend? If you do, you're connecting with him as often as you can. They were friends with partners with Christ. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. We are friends here this morning in Jesus. That's our commonality. Friends in him. In verse 16, they were continuous fruit bearers. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Fruit bearers for Christ. This morning, do you want to bear fruit for Christ? Do you want to bless other people's lives in your neighborhood, in your congregation, in your families, or wherever it might be? Without me, you can do nothing. But in Christ, we can bear fruit that is a blessing to all. So this morning, we are here collectively in him. And we need to sense in a new way the need to stay connected to him, that we, the branch, individual branches in this vine branch experience, bring glory to Jesus Christ and be a blessing to each other, bear fruit for each other's benefit, and together, collectively, be blessed. Our third and final point, our relationship with the world. We need to relate to the world. Jesus knew the challenges that his disciples of his time and all times would face in the world that they were a part of. He knew the challenges that the world, the people that did not love him, did not love God, were in his life and would continue to be in the lives of people who loved him and followed him. Jesus told his disciples that the world hated him first. I am glad this morning to live in a peaceful country. We don't face the wrath of ungodly people in a general way here in this country, in this world that we find, a part of the world that we find ourselves in. But the world hated him before it would hate us. There are people who are being persecuted for the faith even today. So we should not be surprised if we are confronted with opposition. But let us remember that we face opposition. Our dear loving Lord Jesus also faced opposition before we faced opposition. And he stood up to it. He pointed people to his Father, and we need to do the same. Jesus knew that if people were permanently bonded together by him, he could trust them with his work until he comes again. That's the challenge I'd like to leave with us here this morning. Without me, you can do nothing, but in me, you can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. If we find our strength and our connection as branches to the vine, we can do all things in him. Are you connected this morning? Are you bearing fruit? Are you blessing the lives of others? Are you obedient to the commandments of our Lord Jesus? May God bless you, each one of you, today and always, as you experience this connection. Without me, you can do nothing. In me, you can do all things. May God bless you. Shall we kneel for prayer?